Narayana, Narayana. How serene is this atmosphere, filled with the vibrations of the Veda Ghosha of these young children. It appears as if the angel from above have descended here. Today must be a special occasion. Let me find out. Narayana, Narayana. Child, my dear child.
Pranam, revered sage. With your tambura and apparel, you very much resemble sage Narada.
Resemble? Child, I am indeed Narada, the Triloka Sanjari.
I can't believe my eyes. How fortunate we are that you graced us with your presence today.
What is your name, child?
I am called Manasa, my lord.
What a pleasant surprise. You are Manasa and I am Manasaputra, Brahma Manasaputra.
My lord, pray, let us know what brings your holiness here.
Child, wherever my lord's glory is sung, I eagerly rush to that place. Narayana, Narayana. Tell me, child, who are you and what brings all of you to my lord's abode?
My lord, we, the students of the 2018 outgoing batch of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences, Whitefield, as it reaches its completion of 10 years, have gathered at the lotus feet of our eternal benefactor to offer a deep sense of gratitude for nurturing us under his loving care. We are just about to offer a musical presentation, Guru Vandanam, through Navavidha Bhakti. We are indeed doubly blessed to have you here. Who else can be the most appropriate guest to grace such an occasion than the very Sutrakara of Bhakti Sutras and the Guru of all Sangeeta Vagayakaras?
Manasa, my child, I am indeed excited and looking forward to immersing myself in my Lord's glory. But I can sense a tinge of sadness in all of you. Tell me, child, what's the matter?
Revered sage, every year we would be present in the divine presence of our Lord on the auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima. But this year we missed that blessing, so we feel sad.
Never mind, child. The good Lord knows what's best for each one of us. Who knows, he may confer a greater blessing than what you all were yearning for. Manasa Sancharare Brahmani. Manasa Sancharare.
Revered sage, your words sound so cryptic. You seem to be hinting at something which I'm unable to comprehend. Great men do not come uninvited to any place without a noble purpose. I am sure your arrival here at this very moment is divinely ordained. Pray, satisfy my curiosity.
Narayana, Narayana, very perceptive indeed. Trust me, the Lord always has a plan, and as ever, I have the privilege of executing it. Our dear Bhagwan, on October 20th, 1940, if I may say, officially announced himself as the Guru for the entire mankind and gave his first Upadesha to his Shishyas when he sang
Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam.
Very good. It means, O mind, worship the feet of Guru to cross the ocean of samsara.
But this is a very oft-quoted episode.
Patience, Manasa. You all were sad that you could not be present here on Guru Purnima Day. The Lord's omnipotence has the power to transcend the limitations of space and time and give you the experience to relive those very moments. And that's precisely why I am here. Manasa, I will take you and all present here on a Navavidha Yatra, a new type of Yatra, a Manasa Yatra, to all those Kshetras sanctified by our Lord Divya Charanam during his earthly sojourn. Not just that, you will have the privilege to offer your songs in those Kshetras, and what more, I will transport you back in time to that very day of Guru Purnami.
Really? How wonderful that would be, my lord.
you will see for yourself that your songs will be most appreciated and enjoyed by the devotees in that kshetra. Here you go, Narayana, Narayana.
What a blessed feeling to be here on this auspicious Guru Purnima Day. We are all ready. Shall we start our yatra, my lord?
Sure, Manasa. Today is Vyasa Purnima, the day when sage Veda Vyasa was born. One of his favorite Shishya was Lord Ganesha, the ideal disciple who even sacrificed his beautiful tusk to ride on Mahabharata that was flowing incessantly from his guru Veda Vyasa. It is but meet that before we embark on our journey, we glorify such an ideal Shishya, as is the universal tradition. I am sure it will please the Guru even more.
Mahadeva
to visit all the holy kshetras that Bhagwan visited. I can't wait to see all of them and sing our hearts out.
Child, do you know why our elders have prescribed undertaking Tirtha Yatras as a part of our tradition?
For accumulating punya and earn God's grace?
Yes, of course. But being physically present in a holy place will only give you temporary solace but not everlasting happiness. As Jagatguru Adi Shankaracharya said, if one's mind is not strongly fixed on the Guru's feet, what is the use of any of our actions?
Your words are so enlightening, my Lord.
Let's pray to our Guru to strongly fix our minds on His feet throughout our journey.
How much ever one would like to fix his mind on Guru's feet, in this age of Kali, with the already weak and fickle mind of man, the distractions and temptations make matters worse. Is there even a little hope for man to redeem himself, my Lord?
Child, there is a method in madness for solving any problem. The panacea to still the wandering mind is to immerse it in the madness of God's love. The method for cultivating this benign madness is Navavidha Bhakti, the ninefold path of devotion. The first step in this path is Shravanam, listening to the Leelas of the Divine. Just as King Parikshit was liberated when Shuka Brahma, the son of our Guru Vedavyasa, narrated the nectarine Leelas of Lord Krishna, we too can purify our mind by listening to the Leelas of our dear Lord. Child, look here, we have come to our first stop, Vrindavan, the Leela Bhumi of our Sai Krishna. You can sing the song on Shravanam here.
What a coincidence! The Shravanam song is in Kannada language.
Coincidence? There is no such word in the Lord's dictionary, my child. He wills the coincidences.
Our Lord Sai Natha is Sanatana, ancient and yet Nutana, ever new. Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema are the essence of His Bodhamritam, nectarine teachings. Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, is His Karmamritam, nectarine path of karma that He showed us. O Manasa, listen to Sai Kathamritam, the divine story of Satya Sai, which is Karnamritam, nectar that can be drunk through the ears. Kathashravanamado, Satya Saiya, Kathashravanamado.
Thank you.
My Lord, is mere listening to divine glories enough to get liberated? Is it that simple, my Lord?
When we listen with childlike faith and sincere yearning in heart, reflect on it and finally practice it, then and only then listening becomes worship. When the Lord enters your heart through your ears by Shravanam, devotion manifests as Kirtanam. When you love someone, you cannot help but talk about him and sing aloud his glory. Kalautat Daiva Kirtanat. In this Kali Yuga, Kirtanam is the easiest way to reach the Lord.
Is it enough to merely sing his glory, my Lord?
Yes. Mirabai, Tukaram, Tyaga Raja, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all have poured out their hearts in form of soul-stirring kirtans, which even till today continue to give bliss to the devotees.
Wow! This place is so picturesque and cool. Where have we arrived, my Lord?
From Vrindavan, Bhagwan's home, we have come to his playground, Sai Shruti at Kodaikanal. Looks like some devotees from Kerala have gathered here to celebrate Guru Purnima.
Dear Lord, you are good, great and supreme. You held us from slipping from the muddy waters of the world and saved us. You wiped the tears of our sorrow from our eyes. You made our existence meaningful. We pray that you held us all from mortality to eternity. With all the strength of our soul, we praise and glorify you by singing Hallelujah. Nallavanallo, Vallabhanallo, Unnathanallo, Kirtanam Paadum Nyan.
Wow, there is so much of bliss when everyone together praise the Lord. Every day, we should spend at least a few minutes remembering Him.
Why only a few minutes, Manasa? We should remember the Lord with gratitude every single moment of our life.
But is it practical, my Lord? My mind keeps wandering all over and I can barely concentrate even for a few moments.
That's the nature of mind, O Manasa. That's precisely why it needs to be provided the name of the Lord as the pivot around which it revolves. The little six-year-old devotee, Prahlada, who constantly remembered the Lord, is the most outstanding example of Smaranam. Child, we have reached Sundaram in Chennai, where the devotees of Tamil Nadu have assembled to celebrate Guru Purnima.
The name Satya Sai reverberates all over, no matter young or old. There is no need to climb mountains or wander in the forest. Just chant the divine name of Satya Sai. It gives us the limitless joy, wipes out all our sins, melts even stone-like hearts, breaks the shackles of ego and removes the fear of death. The name Satya Sai. The more we chant, the sweeter it becomes. Solla solla thithikkum Satya Sai Namam.
Bye.
child, when you remember the Lord every moment, you will naturally yearn to serve His feet. That is the next step, Pada Sevanam. Mother Lakshmi, always serving the feet of the Lord, is symbolic that we need to use all forms of wealth at all times, only in the service of the Lord, with the feeling that Vishwam is Vishnu Swarupam. While doing one's duty and serving humanity, one should develop the bhava that he is serving and worshipping the Lord's feet.
So, Pada Sevanam is the same as Manava Seva is Madhava Seva.
Excellent! You would have noticed that the devotees of Guru Nanak Dev Ji clean the footwear of those who visit the Gurudwara, symbolically serving their Guru's feet. Child, we have just reached Ananda Vilas in Shimla, where the devotees from Punjab have come to adore their Guru.
Oh Lord, Sai of Parthi, your blessed feet give solace to our aching hearts. You are the Messiah of the poor. May we live your message and walk in your footsteps that lead us to your feet. Grant us the boon to serve your feet, life after life, forever and ever. Tere pad kamaladikara, seva mein sadde parti wale sai.
Lord, do all acts of service reach the divine?
Not all, my child. They need to be performed with the bhava of an offering. Only then work becomes worship. Archanam, the fifth step on the ladder of devotion. Everything that you see, hear, smell, taste or touch belongs to the Lord. He doesn't need us to give Him what already belongs to Him. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. When we offer these to God with pure love, He accepts them as worship. Even if one does not have any material things to offer, he can perform manasa puja, offering all these in one's mind. Adi Shankaracharya said, Manasa maya virachitam bhaktya prabho svikuru.
Wow, that shows the munificence of the Lord, who is willing to accept even those that we create with our mind.
All actions are to be done to please the Lord, and all fruits of action also dedicated to Him. Sarva karma bhagavat prityartham, sarva karma bhagavat arpitam. The devotee Kannappa offered meat and later his very eyes to Lord Shiva. What matters to the Lord is the feeling.
Look there, my Lord. As we speak of Lord Shiva, there is a beautiful building in the shape of Shivalinga.
We have arrived at Shivam, my child, Bhagwan's Mandir in Hyderabad. Come, let's join the devotees as they glorify our Lord.
O Lord Saisha, you are the very embodiment of Veda and Vedanta, who showed your sacred leelas on the bank of sacred river Chitravati. O Bhakta Vatsala, we worship you with pure love by offering our Deha Patram, Rudaya Pushpam, Manophalam and Ananda Toyam. Archintamu Manasaini, Jayasaini, Sarveshuni, Jagadishuni.
Thank you.
One common thing that I noticed across the land of Bharat is that all Bharatiyas attribute everything in their life, small or big, to God's will and mercy.
This attitude of gratitude in itself is a path of devotion, my child. Vandanam, it literally means salutations.
Salutations means doing namaskara, joining our hands to show respect. Am I right, my lord?
Yes, you are. But this external act is not about a social custom. With 5 karmendriyas and 5 jnanendriyas, we are saluting the God within the other being.
Lord, this seems to be a concrete jungle with a beautiful lotus blooming in its midst. Which place is this, my lord?
Child, we have reached Dharma Kshetra in Mumbai. Let's hurry and join the proceedings.
Swami, for all that you are, we thank you. For all that you have in store for us, we thank you. For all the virtues you taught us, we thank you. For all your blessings and presence, we thank you. We lift our voices to sing a song of gratitude. For all that you have done, we all thank you.
Lord, en route we crossed the holy shrine of Pandharpur, where Lord Vitthal still stands on a brick because his devotee, child Pundalika, asked him to.
The Lord is the servant of a true devotee, and a true devotee is one who considers himself as a servant of the Lord. This is a divine paradox. That is the next step, Dasyam. In Lanka, Hanuman introduced himself to the demon king Ravana as Dasoham Kosalendrasya. I am the servant of Lord Rama.
Why should the devotee have a feeling of a servant, my lord? Is it not meekness?
Not at all, Manasa. Being a servant does not mean you are incapable or low. A servant's attention is always centered upon the master. He does not have a will of his own.
Which is this place, Lord, which is nestled in beautiful scenic surroundings?
This is Sri Satya Sai Panduranga Kshetra in Hachi. Come, let's bask in this divine glory.
O Lord, I am your servant and bow to you with folded hands. May your gracious blessings be ever on us. With your form imprinted in our hearts, we perform seva, dhyana and bhajana. Bless us that we remain your servants in this life and for all lives to come. Tujami Das Baba, Tuja Thahi Kashi Kaba.
Bye.
devotee may have the feeling of a dasa, but the all-compassionate Lord would not treat anyone like a servant. Am I not right, my Lord?
Absolutely right, my child. Intense love between God and devotee matures into friendship, sakhyam, the penultimate step of the ladder. When a relationship is this close, there are no formalities or rituals.
I have many friends, but I consider God as my best friend.
Child, the only friend who will continue to be with you for all the time is the eternal friend, God. The gopis and gopalas of Vrindavan played, sang and danced with Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, considering him as their dear friend.
Oh, we seem to be on our way back and have reached Vrindavan. Engrossed in this conversation, we didn't realize how the time flew. My Lord, shall we have a pit stop here and sing our hearts to our dearest friend Krishna?
Oh, my friend Sai, you are the effulgence and we are the shadows. We have no existence without you. You live in our hearts and even in our dreams. You are our eternal companion. You add color and beauty to our lives. Listen to us, my dear friend. Reveal to us the secret, that is, you. How can we walk on the path without you? How can we live without you? O mere mitwa, sun mere mitwa.
Though I enjoyed visiting the holy Kshetras, I missed Prashanti Nilayam, the holy place which the Lord chose as the headquarters for His avataric mission. I can't wait to return home.
Child, this yearning to return to the source is the ultimate step of the journey of Navavidha Bhakti, Atma Nivedanam. Atma means I and Nivedanam means offering. Offering the I, the ego, is Atma Nivedanam, which is the highest of all the offerings. When a Bhakta does Sharanagati, he offers himself completely and dissolves to merge in his Bhagwan. Two becomes one. The wave merges back to its source, the ocean. The Jiva becomes Brahma. King Bali surrendered completely and offered himself to Lord Vamana. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and Radha lived in this state of divine consciousness every moment in their lives.
My Lord, I now realize the real purpose of your visit. This Manasa Yatra via the Navavidha Bhakti that you took us along is indeed symbolic of the journey of each one of us. The Lord was the source. We started our journey from Him. He was the inspiration. He was the Guru who guided at every step. And finally, He brought us back to Himself and fulfilled this Yatra. We returned to our real home, Prashanti Nilayam, to which every soul yearns to return, to rest in eternal peace.
I am glad you understood Bhagwan's Leela. All of us present here are indeed blessed to have been part of this wonderful inward journey to discover our true self.
O Lord, you are Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam. You are the cause of birth, sustenance and death. You are our Guru. Grant us the purity of mind and the knowledge that frees us from bondage. Accept the ignorance of this orphan and drive away my sufferings. We perform Saranagati and offer ourselves completely to you. Sai Shankara, Sai Shiva, Tvam Palayamam Sharanagatam.
Rudraya, Kalpanda Rudraya, Veera Rudraya. Jai Jai Vaishnavi Devi Ma, Jai Jai Vaishnavi Devi Ma.
Jai Vaishnavi Devi Ma, Jai Jai Vaishnavi Devi Ma.
Jai Jai Vaishnavi Devi Ma.
Jai Jai Vaishnavi Devi Maa. Thank you.